Welcome to the Stuffed Fabulist On Air, audio commentaries by Jeffrey Grossons from the website www.stuffedfabulous.com. These commentaries present an independent point of view in the form of original fables and parables on psychological, social, political, spiritual, and philosophical questions of today. The ultimate moral or lesson of each tale is left to the listener to decide. The continuing political paralysis in Washington and the general feeling among citizens of a plague on both your houses brings to mind the following pair of match tales from the dark, airless depths of the Stuffed Fabulist archives. One about bumblebees, and the other about that forlorn creature, the pusillanimous. The Bumblebees. Once the bumblebees of this world, Bombus Republicanorum, were flying high. Analysts analyzed, and the usual commentators commented upon the phenomenon, until they were blue in the face trying to explain how it was physically possible. Yet none of them managed to add anything to a reality that could easily be seen by all. Simply put, the inconceivable had become the undeniable. Bumblebees ruled. How extraordinary to wake up one morning and find the bumblebees supreme. It was a riddle of nature that they could even get off the ground, let alone proceed in any direction without bumping headlong into nearly everything in their path. Now, to watch them defy the laws of physics and rise to unexpected heights, newly confident of their ability to remain there indefinitely, strained belief. It shouldn't have, however. The bumblebees climb far beyond the seeming limits of their natural capacities had been going on for some time. With low expectations held of them from the start, any success, however slight, could be seen as a triumph of inner gumption over outer appearances. Even miscalculations and setbacks could be explained as part of their learning curve. Bumbling one's way upward and onward might amount to a new measure of achievement, proof the old standards of assessment no longer apply. Convinced they were making history by having exceeded low expectations, the bumblebees were convinced as well that such a feat deserved high praise. It wasn't enough that they engaged in their own buzz sessions of mutual congratulation. The entire world should echo their opinion of themselves. Anything less would be cause for questioning the intentions of those who still didn't seem all that impressed by what they saw. Some bumblebees even went so far as to suggest that any skeptics must have ulterior motives and should, therefore, expect to suffer the consequences of their failure either to acclaim these new masters of flight or to stand motionless in silent awe. Those who attracted such suspicions soon learned the full impact of the warning, "Don't mess with bumblebees." But cases requiring this kind of response were the exception. So tireless were the bees in proclaiming the marvel of their simply staying aloft, of surviving collisions with the broadside of many a barn as they bumbled about, of not taking a nosedive back to earth every other minute, that many former skeptics eventually reversed course on their own and decided that perhaps lowered expectations weren't really so bad after all. In fact, they now seem to believe if low expectations could make bumblebees look like sovereigns of the stratosphere, then maybe lowering expectations for themselves should be given serious thought as well. What harm could it do? The Pusillanimous. Once a pusillanimous Democratius got stuck in the mud. This surprising event was in fact simply another sign of the perilous world inhabited by political mascots. The unsuspecting pusillanimous clearly didn't have the slightest idea what it was getting itself into, having only just been recruited as a replacement mascot when the previous one, a donkey, was suddenly judged to be over the hill and ready for the knackers. Although the donkey looked to have a few years of service left in it, those making the decision had no doubt about the wisdom of appealing to the pusillanimous instead. Why should they have had any doubts? By comparison with a donkey, the pusillanimous inspired far greater confidence of success. Given its imposing size and the strength that was assumed to go with it, who could have predicted that something like a mud hole would be its undoing? Certainly not the pusillanimous itself. Mud holes weren't exactly unknown territory for it, to be sure. It could claim to be an expert when it came to long wallows and slow movement. At times it could appear nearly comatose when the mud felt comfortable enough to doze right off. Difficult to believe, then, that it would get stuck in its own element. But it did. Everything happened so quickly, even the pusillanimous wasn't sure what befell it. Idly basking away, it had apparently been spooked by some elephant noise or other from the bulrushes, lost its head, and bolted straight for muddier depths. Without glancing back, it had strained to find a safe place where it could blur the lines of its true shape and disguise itself as something else. A lifeless stump, for instance. Only when it was up to its eyeballs in deep mud did the pusillanimous pause long enough to realize its fears had carried it completely out of sight of terra firma. It could no longer make out either what direction it had come from or what direction it should head in. And as it paddled aimlessly in place, puzzling over what to do next, the pusillanimous could feel the very mud it had looked to for salvation starting to congeal around it. What was the ultimate fate of this once promising substitute for the old donkey? Strange to say, the reaction in many quarters was a dismissive, "Who cares?" While those who did care weren't certain where in the mud hole the pusillanimous had ended up, or whether, if finally located, it would recognize their efforts to save it. In its fuddled state, would it simply give in once and for all to reflex terror and sink out of sight entirely? More fables and parables like the one you've just heard are available for reading, downloading, and forwarding at www.stuffedfabulous.com. Bound collections of tales in the series Likely Stories, Contemporary Fables and Parables, and audio CD collections of selected tales can also be ordered through bookstores or directly through the orders page of the website.